By a vote of 23-5, the Vermont Senate gave preliminary approval on Thursday to a so-called Tax and Regulate Marijuana Bill. Under the bill, the drug could be legally sold in retail outlets beginning in 2021. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, despite the strong vote in the Senate, the legislation faces an uncertain future.
According to Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Sears, this vote marks the sixth time that the Senate has taken up the issue of allowing the retail sale of marijuana. Every effort to pass a tax and regulate plan has been rejected by the House. Under this bill, marijuana would be sold the same way that alcohol is sold in Vermont. The state would oversee the production, distribution, and sale of pot in licensed retail outlets. The legislation includes a 16% state excise tax and allows communities to add on up to a 2% local option tax. Caledonia Senator Joe Benning is one of the lead sponsors of the bill. He says the legislation is a responsible way to acknowledge that almost every state in the Northeast and Canada are moving in this direction.
That snowball is rolling, and it is not going to turn back. So the question becomes, do we get hold of this problem and do it the right way, the Vermont way?
The bill doesn't specifically address the issue of driver impairment due to marijuana use. Senate Transportation Chairman Dick Mazza voted against the bill for that reason.
My concern is that we have nothing in this bill to address the safety on our highways, of our police departments, and our public safety. That bothers me.
But Judiciary Chairman Sears says Vermont already has very tough driver impairment laws in place and that it's virtually impossible to accurately test for marijuana impairment.
There is no test currently available to determine whether a specific amount of marijuana or any other drug for that matter would result in impairment.
The bill also doesn't include a specific appropriation for prevention and education programs for young people. Chittenden Senator Debbie Ingram urged her colleagues to address these issues in a separate bill.
We are on some level communicating the message that, well, it's legitimate, it might not be harmful to you, you know, go ahead and use it. So I just want to make sure that we give our young people especially a full picture of what substance misuse can mean in a person's life.
The future of the legislation is uncertain because Governor Phil Scott said recently that he won't support a bill unless it includes provisions for driver impairment and public education.
I think that's part of where we need to go. We need to have to detect impairment on our highways and with any substance. I think it's that important, and there's no rush. And from my perspective, let's get it right. I mean, we can watch what others have done, learn from them, and do better.
House leaders also have concerns about the lack of a driver impairment provision in the bill, which is scheduled to come up for final approval in the Senate later today. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.